CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com, Tuesday, the 2nd of October. That's right. Some people are doing what they call Oxober this month. You know, some people do that. That's where they swear off alcohol for the month.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm trying that, and did I not just relish in my mouthwash this morning?
Oh, you're trying Oxober.
Oxober.
You were like PJ Powers. You almost wanted to drink down your mouthwash.
Because there is an alcoholic percentage in there. I just saved it in my mouth for
That's
a few more seconds.
Like, you've got a problem. So, yeah, you've got a problem. Jared says, hey, guys, I thought of something for the app. How about adding an alarm clock function for people like me? That you switch on as soon as I wake up. I can't get my lazy ass up without pressing the play button. You know, Jared, I had an app. It was the first ever personality app launched in South Africa. We did it probably around 2007, 8, I'm tempted to say. It was way ahead of its time. It was a Gareth Cliff app. I don't even think it's on the App Store anymore, but we did launch exactly that. It had an alarm function. Had these video clips that I would put up long before that was a thing.
Oh, I remember I had it on my BlackBerry.
You had it?
Yeah. See? So that is 2009. I was in grade 8. Yeah.
BlackBerry.
You don't get me started. When people complain about data prices, I'm like, we had BIS for 59 rand.
Remember that?
A whole
and that's
month.
All that life meant back in those days was that. So.
Wow.
Your BBM was there. Business.
That's it.
What's your BlackBerry PIN? That was actually the only question in life.
And then it just all fell apart. Now I think you can, mostly if you rummage around in sewers, you'll find BlackBerries.
John C. Searle from The Sex Show has got a BlackBerry.
Really?
Yeah.
Old school one.
Well,
or one of the newer ones, because they are still in business.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's probably about 5 years old.
Mm. Where did it go wrong? I thought BlackBerry actually had a great formula. The QWERTY keyboard.
They got
screwed.
But look how competitive the industry became. Yeah. Samsung, with all their South Korean money and screens, and Apple, with all their brainwashing and hipsters. Like, it's hard to stay on top of that cell game. Ask Nokia at the turn of the century. They're only coming back now. They were huge.
Rest in peace, BIS. Mm.
Oh, 7:30 this morning, Robin Scher from Lifestyle will be popping in. That's Lifestyle Home Garden, and you can find out how to... This is going to be really helpful, because if there is an apocalypse, you will need to grow potatoes. Yes. Apparently, they're very easy to grow, and we'll find out how to do that with Robin. Now, this is... Talk about practical, useful information, huh? I get much better than that. And then later on, Timothy Maurice, who is a member of our CliffCentral.com family. He's been doing the Brain and Brand show for years now. It's a great show. If you haven't listened to it before, you're missing out. And he's going to pop by to talk to us about a whole lot of things that are relevant to what's going on in the world right now. Some news. First of all, someone sent me let me give credit where it's due. Keenan sent me this clip from SABC from Morning Live.
It's only going to go badly, right?
Well, you know how much I love whenever, you know, something goes wrong on television, it makes me laugh. I find it very, very entertaining. I think, you know, television's kind of weird. It's a funny thing. There's a lot of moving parts in television. A lot of people don't know what's going on half the time. So Keenan sent me this story because I suppose he knows that I appreciate when things go wrong on TV. I really do. And now I can't find it.
Oh.
God, that's irritating.
Oh, we were so excited.
Yeah, Keenan, just send me a new link because it said that this is expired. I loaded it just 5 minutes ago and it was
that
fine.
That means Leanne Manis has taken it off.
Leanne Manis said to them, no, you take that off or I will.
When did we get to that point where she has a deeper voice? Has she ever been on? No one should get on.
Yes, she has been on.
She has been here.
We've spoken to her.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, I like Leanne Manis. I have a lot of time for her. She's great. I tease her about her voice, but we get on well. I like her a lot. Okay, so I'm sorry I can't play you Keenan's clip. Apparently some guy on SABC went on and said, your mouse a puss in the middle of the broadcast. It's always exciting, right? It's always good.
Guys,
Duncan says, thanks for covering the F1, Ben. Leanne has been a much-needed addition to the show. Gord Laws has been awesome when he actually shows up. Thanks for the feedback, Duncan. I agree with you on Leanne and on Gord.
Duncan, do you want me to tell you what the sunrise looks like in the morning? Because that's F1. Hamilton's going to win. All he has to do is try so hard to say, well, it's not over yet. Anything can happen. Blow it out of your ass, and blow it out of your ass too, Duncan.
Gee, Ben, not holding back there. If you wanted something soft with kid gloves, you came to the wrong place if you're talking to Ben.
F1. Vettel doesn't have the balls, even though he's got a great car.
F1. And you don't mean Formula.
Valerie, whatever his name is just always going to be the understudy. That was always the case.
Sure.
It's Formula One. It's formulated to be just what it is.
All right.
Toto Wolff, the bad guy for team orders. Please, we've all grown up
Duncan,
now, Duncan.
Look what you've started. Just please.
Do you look under the bed and get a bit of a tremor at night as well, Duncan?
All right. You know who Pat Robertson is?
He's that crackpot pastor TV evangelist guy.
Yes. Pat Robertson's our favorite TV evangelist. He's a million years old. He sits there in a suit every day and he talks to his... He's got a huge audience. Massive, massive audience of people. And he's now praying that God will throw confusion into Kavanaugh's accusers. He's jumping in on the Brett Kavanaugh thing. You know, he's obviously a right-wing Republican. He's a Bible-thumping dude. Mm-hmm. Likes to let everybody know his opinion on things, and he likes to sway his audience's opinion in the direction he'd like it to go as well. But listen to him. Here he is, the great Pat Robertson, all right?
The Supreme Court of the United States is the power center of the liberal left in the United States.
Oh, wow, he's struggling. When I said he was a million years old, I got it off by about 900,000 years. So I think he's 1,900,000 years old. Very old man. So old.
So old.
That's how he knows about Jesus. He was there.
Yeah.
They have done their bidding for years and years and years. And now comes a decisive moment as to whether they will lose control of that particular body. And they are putting an all-out assault to destroy the reputation of one of the finest judges in America.
Let me just repeat the words of the great Thomas Jefferson. Build up that wall. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Towards stupidity?
Thomas Jefferson, who's one of the authors of the U.S. Declaration of Independence and Constitution, once said that there should be a wall separating church and state. Because when the two get mixed up, things get very messy. You should have freedom of religion, on the one hand, where people are allowed to believe whatever they want to believe. They're allowed to convene together and celebrate whatever religion they have. And that goes for all religions. He happened at this time to be talking about the Congregationalists and the Calvinists, I think they were. Could have been the Presbyterians. Either way, it was two particular sects of Christianity in Virginia that he was talking about. But Pat Robertson is a great example of how politicians should not be in the church and church people should not be in politics. I always get very nervous when politicians go to churches and look for votes. For good reason.
Mm. Well, that's a Bible Belt. They have to.
It's wrong, though. It's wrong. You shouldn't mix the two. Because then people conflate them and they go, well, this candidate was God's candidate. It's a very slippery slope. Pat Robertson is definitely a political animal, even though he pretends to be a pastor the rest of the time.
It is a pre-planned plot. It is unbelievable. And if anybody buys it, they'd be willing to buy the story of the great pumpkin and any other myth that you can think of.
Oh, what kind of myths, Pat? Careful now. When a pastor starts talking about what's a myth, the story of the great pumpkin, how about that the world's only 6,000 years old? How about that myth? That one that you trot out every now and then. Or the ark, or the talking snake, or the burning bush. Are you sure you want to go down this path, Pat?
They're spinning fantasy, they're spinning myths, and as one said, it's from something from the Twilight Zone.
Oh, careful now. This sounds like projection.
But that's why the senators are going to be hearing testimony today, and I've got a special prayer that I want you to pray before we finish. The left is making a play that is unprecedented. It is demeaning, and it's not worthy of the United States Senate, but it's doing it. And the prayer I want you to pray in these next few days, next few minutes, actually, because it's coming up right away.
See, Pat knows he's going to live for another 1,000 years, so he doesn't mind whether it's a minute or a couple of years or a couple of days. Let's listen to his prayer, shall we? And let's all join in.
Throw confusion into those who are bringing false accusations against a future Supreme Court judge. And I want to pray right now. Mm-hmm. And I want you to pray with me and then keep on praying because the thing's going forward in moments. Pray with me right now. Right.
Father,
even as David said, throw confusion mm-hmm. into the counsel of Ahithophel. We pray that somehow the Holy Spirit of God will throw confusion into the counsel of these myriad accusers mm-hmm. who are coming mm-hmm. forth against a good man who can serve honorably for decades to come in the United Supreme Court.
So we should be, you hear what he wants us to pray for? We should pray that all these women who are accusing Brett Kavanaugh get confused. They just lose their minds and forget what they're there for. That's what he wants.
Lord, do it, we pray. In the name of Jesus, right. Throw confusion into their counsel. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
All right. I'm sure God can't wait to hear from Pat. I'm sure God is so excited. He goes, oh, Gabriel, we better clear the schedule. Pat wants to talk again.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you imagine being God and have to be pestered by this man? Imagine waking up in the morning. I mean, I don't know if God sleeps, but let's say he wakes up in the morning and he goes, stretches and looks at his creation and goes, we've done well today.
Oh shit, Pat.
My phone's going. It's Pat Robertson.
But it was quite interesting of Pat to actually break it down how it works. We need to keep praying so that it goes in waves, so that Jesus gets like a wave of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like one moment, like a spike. It needs to be gradual.
Well, this is how Pat, this is his modus operandi, right? I mean, this is how Pat's built an empire. And trust me, Pat's not poor. Pat's got a lot of cash in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Because he comes at you in waves. Yep. Tells you you're going to hell. Tells you you're a sinner. Tells you better pay. Tells you he needs to buy a new jet, so you'd better help him finance that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're going to hell. That's what he does. He comes at you in waves.
Has a net worth of $100 million.
There we go. See? Well, he's no slouch, Pat.
The Lord giveth when you taketh, see ya? That's how the saying goes.
Ooh, is that what part of the Bible is that from?
I don't know,
that's
but it doesn't
Ben 6, yeah, verse 14.
That's Corinthians 69.
No, you're making it up. Ben 6, verse 14. Sears right. That's where it comes from. Anyway, so I thought I'd entertain you with a little bit of Pat this morning.
And pardon me, but he didn't talk about the root of the issue, whether or not what is going on with Kavanaugh.
Doesn't bother him.
No. It's more about the woman, you know, because how crazy of them.
In the words of Mr. Jefferson, build up that wall. Please, can we just refer back to the people who put that beautiful Declaration of Independence together years before its time, at a point in the human enlightenment where we had started to understand what it was for people to be equal, where we'd started to understand what it was for people to be free. Great document. And Thomas Jefferson, in various letters subsequent to the writing of the Declaration of Independence, addressed the question of the separation of church and state. Mm. It's a good question. Both can exist. Both should exist peacefully, but they should not aid and abet each other. There's something especially dirty and mucky about the water that has been swum in by priests and politicians. That water is usually turd-laden. Let's keep the pond clean, please. Build a big wall in the middle. Politicians can have their slop on the one side, and the religious people can have the other side, but never shall the twain mix.
Well, you shouldn't.
No, it's just a bad idea. Anyway, so there we go. A little bit of an update from the wild world of American politics.
And how old is he again?
1,900,000, okay. According to... Yes. We once cut one of his fingers just to count the rings.
Like a tree trunk.
I know, it's confirmed here on Wikipedia. It says here.
So there
like
we are.
A tree.
Yeah, we had to count the rings. Pat, it's just great. All right, so...
oh, what a mess.
There are lots of stories that are going on in American politics at the moment, and there's some of these things that sound a lot like conspiracy theories, but they might just be true. There are people talking about Red October. Do you know what this is?
What's that?
Is that when Russian people celebrate?
Well, no, there was a movie, The Hunt for Red October, which was about a submarine.
Ah, with Sean Connery.
That's right.
And then what happens in the movie?
No. That's not what I'm talking about. Red October now is what the people on 4chan, it's this internet chat group, message board, they're saying this is the month in which all the bad Democrats get rounded up for being treasonous and get locked up. This is the big plan that nobody's talking about that is secretly going on. The deep state versus Donald Trump.
Oh,
and that Donald's going to arrest crooked Hillary and she's going to die in jail. You haven't heard this?
No.
Yes.
But Red October is when the business is all being
this
handled.
This is where, before the end of this month, they say Dianne Feinstein from California, who's been employing a Chinese spy, according to this conspiracy theory, and has been giving information to the Chinese for like 20 years. She's a multi-millionaire as a result of it. She's been paid off handsomely. This is what they say on 4chan, okay? I'm just relaying the information. Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary Clinton,
crooked,
going to jail after years of plotting against the American people. This is what they say. So if you, I hate to not bring you information that may be relevant. You can decide whether you think it's bullshit or not. But here it is. The Red October stories. Just go and look it up. It's all over. It's on Instagram. There are little bits of info popping up here, there, and everywhere. And they say a lot of these Democrats are going to jail. They're going to go straight to Guantanamo Bay.
How's that actually going to happen? Are people on 4chan doing their legal research?
No. This is all happening. Jeff Sessions.
Oh.
The Attorney General. It's all happening. But I don't know the detail because I've only heard of this conspiratorially. So you need to go and look at this yourself and make up your own mind. I am not the news. I just tell you what I've heard. All right?
It's so refreshing to hear someone not take over.
I am not the news.
As an authority.
I'm not a journalist. If you listen to me, maybe you're doing it for entertainment. Maybe you're one of those people who comes for information. I want to be clear. With peace and love, I am not the news.
Hey, you see? Red October, the dark web.
Are you looking at it?
Things. I don't want to. I feel like I don't even want that on my history.
Crooked
really.
Hillary Clinton is going to jail. That's what they say.
Mm.
Now you know. Need to know these things. People have got to know.
Because I also don't mean to further freak anyone out here.
And then, of course, we have Crooked Hillary.
Yes, all right. Yes, you were saying. What?
It just never gets old.
No.
But supposedly after the Facebook hack, if you were hacked, your details are probably being sold on the dark web.
Yes, definitely.
For just $2.
That's right.
Going
at it. I bought Ben's search history yesterday for $5.50.
No, I would have given it to you for free.
It's boring.
You would have given
it. It's mostly sport.
And then Facebook now has to stand up and actually admit to this, but it makes sense. You know, some people have one social network account and they use that to sign into other things. So, for example, you'll have a Facebook account and then you use that to sign into your Instagram and so that you can also post on your Twitter, for
example.
So they have
everything. And your WhatsApp. Yeah. All of it's linked.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, that was the time that Bill Clinton lied when he was president, and then he was caught out, and he said the following.
My memory is, I remember, I'll tell you what I remember, and I'm frankly quite sure, although I have no specific memory, I'm quite sure. I don't remember that. I mean, there could have been. I can't say with any certainty. I just don't remember, but it's quite possible. It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
That was Bill back in his own presidency, the term of his presidency, and he was talking about his sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky, which at very least were consensual. There's now a woman called Anita Broderick who's just come forward and said, if you're going to go after Brett Kavanaugh for what he did at college, I expect some justice with respect to Mr. Bill Clinton.
Yep.
So it's getting a little bit ugly. Accusations going left, right, and center. I mean, if you're going to get upset about a Supreme Court justice nomination because he got drunk and lay on top of some girl, and that's exactly what she alleges happened, not him. He says he wasn't even there. Then we've got to pay attention to the very real rape accusations that were leveled at Bill Clinton all those years ago. Remember Paula Jones? Remember Anita Broderick? Well, these are women who are still being, I suppose you could say that they've been ostracized because, you know, the Democrats don't like selling their own into the media circus. I mean, look at, Here's a question for you. If you're a, and this is a horrible question, but it's a good one for you to just consider. If I said to you, you could get a ride home with Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, or Brett Kavanaugh, and you're a single woman, who are you going to take?
Uber.
That's the right answer. All right. So,
I'll take Bill today.
So that's our look at American politics for this Tuesday.
He's vegan and weak.
You reckon Bill's weak now?
Yeah, he's
fancy
old.
Chances. He's fighting
vegan.
Him off.
Have you seen him? If you just coughed in his direction, that'll blow him over.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. What else
can
is
knock
going
him
on?
Over with his true, novel that she's
we got,
using.
We got Robin coming in just now, so what else have we got to squeeze in before she gets here?
Well, Ben, you often talk about like Black Mirror and how cool you think it is. Well,
that's
I wonder
how real life it is.
I wonder if you think this is cool particularly, because Black Mirror, which is created and distributed by Netflix, well, now Netflix is planning to allow users to choose the endings for some of their movies and episodes from their popular TV shows. This is what they're now pushing. It's a new direction of interactive television. So the streaming giant is developing a bunch of various specials that will let its users decide on the next storylines. Did any of you ever read those books when you were a kid? Ending.
Turn to page 23. And then you would say, you turn into the left door, then you turn to page 43. And if you turn into the right door, you go to page 68. I remember those books.
So I think they're using that sort of strategy with their shows. I don't know if this will be a hit or miss or whether it will even make a dent in anyone's viewing, because they tried it before with an animated program of theirs, Puss in Boots, and they filmed two different
options.
You know
that went wrong. The minute you give ordinary people a chance to decide how the ending of Puss in Boots goes, you know what's going to happen.
Well, they gave them two different options, so not just left the door open there. Viewers could choose to watch one particular ending, or else they could watch the other. But their first project of the new lineup is expected to be released by the end of this year.
I would like to pray for Puss in Boots. Pat Robertson, we didn't invite you to this one.
Oh, I thought that was Clinton, actually.
Oh, yeah, they're the same guy. They're cousins. Who knows?
Yes. So they'll be using an episode of Black Mirror to launch this at the end of the year. So, yeah, you'll get to choose your own adventure in some of the shows that you're watching now.
Yeah, I don't want people to decide it for themselves, because people are irresponsible. Let the writers do it. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, but what a great dynamic this is, because between couples, it's already an hour process going, oh, what do you want to watch tonight? Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get to a point where you're going to decide an ending?
Uh-huh.
This is going to be amazingly awkward.
Oh, yeah. They're going to disagree.
I don't even think it will make a difference.
Because the whole thing is, Netflix wants you to be on Netflix, right? So what happens when you get two endings? You're going to watch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they win in getting you to stay on Netflix longer.
Very good.
Mm. One way to look at it, I guess.
Very good.
So before Robin gets in, let's just have a quick look at this petrol price thing. So obviously, it's a huge buzz topic this week.
Mm-hmm.
$17.08 inland petrol for this week. So
yes.
October. In October 2008, R9.41. 10 years ago. Okay. So that's 10 years. The tax 10 years ago was R1.27 on your litre of petrol, or R1.27. It is now R3.37. So
the price has almost doubled, but the tax has tripled.
Almost tripled, exactly. So you can kind of get like weakening
Son
rand.
Son of a bitch.
Weakening rand.
Son of a bitch.
Fluctuating oil prices out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
Tripling of tax.
No, that's in government's control.
So you can see what's happened here.
Yeah.
They go, petrol's going up, so let's just incrementally push the tax up too, because they kind of rise, they go hand in hand. But the tax in 10 years on petrol in South Africa has tripled.
And what do we get for it? Nothing.
And you know what's also tripled in over those 10 years?
No.
The corruption, the road accident fund.
Yeah, well, and e-tolls that have failed dismally, right? All the things government's touched has turned to rubbish.
Moral of the story, you don't have to vote for the ANC. That is not a party paid for announcement. It's just common sense. These just pricks.
It's like they're the opposite of King Midas. Remember King Midas was that, that...
the shittest thing that ever happened to this world.
You remember King Midas?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he touched into gold.
That's right.
Oh, he had the Midas touch, yeah.
That's right. Midas would wake up in the morning and then he prayed to the gods to give him the power to turn everything to gold because he was a very greedy man. And he did, and he touched everything he touched turned to gold. And eventually he touched his family and they all turned to gold and he lost them because they became statues of gold. So it's, you know, one of these cautionary tales. But the ANC, it's almost like the opposite of King Midas. Everything they touch turns to turds.
Yeah.
Everything. They touch the petrol price, it becomes much, much worse. They try to guide the economy, it becomes worse, not better. They try to run the bureaucracy and they inflate it hopelessly with people who are not productive. This parasitic new class in South Africa. That's been inserted somewhere between the upper and the middle class. It's this bureaucratic elite that are grossly overpaid and hopelessly underproductive.
Well, ANC. And they get to have what? Apartments worth like 1,400 rands or something.
We heard that yesterday. It's just unbelievable. The ANC are the opposite of King Midas. King Turdus.
King Turdus.
That's what it is. All right, so there we go. There's a little wrap-up of some of the news and a horrible revelation by Ben that the petrol price may have gone up by double since 2008, but the tax has tripled. So now you know who's screwing you harder. All right, let's get Robin in here. I love seeing Robin. She makes my Tuesday happy. And so do all her beautiful plants here, all over cliffcentral.com, which, of course, come from Lifestyle Home Garden. There are palm trees, there are ficuses, there are spatifiliums, there are the crotons, that's very good, Ben, the crotons, the mother-in-law's tongue. Look at those things.
Does that sound right to you? Ficuses?
Ficusi?
Ficuses.
Ficus.
That's the right way to say it, right, Robin?
Ficus, I think, is more correct.
So we were both wrong.
Is that a spatifilium?
Spatifilium, yes.
Okay, close. I'm gonna claim that one.
Just try.
No,
once
you
more.
And you, Gareth, you sounded so correct. So just go
sounded
with that.
Sounded right, but it wasn't right.
Funny the word roses in here, hey Gareth.
Yeah, you'll redeem yourself. Just say something else.
Okay. All right, but we do have a beautiful work environment, and it's full of oxygen thanks to these lovely plants. And you too can have a much happier office space, a much more beautiful home, and it's not that hard to do. Now, what do we want to talk about today? And this is very practical advice. People are all worried about Armageddon and the zombie apocalypse. That's the truth. They write to me every day.
Oh.
Do they, Gareth?
The zombie apocalypse is coming.
And they worried.
And I say to them, don't panic. We've got Robin looking after this. Because if there's a zombie apocalypse, what are people worried about? Food. Yes. Where are we going to get our food? You can't go to the shops if they're full of zombies.
Good point.
We'll right. have to grow our own.
That's right.
That's right.
And what humble plant that originally, I think, came from South America.
Yes, that's correct. Peru.
It provides nutrition for people all over the world now.
Yes, it's actually the fourth most important food crop in the whole world.
It is. Dun, da, da, dun, da, da, da.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
The Irish know about potatoes. When they lost their potatoes, they almost all died out, the Irish. Very serious problem. The Irish potato famine. Look it up. Horrible, horrible situation.
Oh, no.
Yes, almost two-thirds of the Irish just perished because there were no potatoes. So you have to take potatoes seriously. Hence the fact that we're devoting an entire part of the show this morning to potatoes. People, so can I ask you, let me ask you a few questions, Robin. Maybe you can help me. First of all, you say they're from South America, from Peru. So really they've only formed a part of the diet for people outside of South America for maybe the last 400 or so years.
Yes, that's true.
Is it hard to grow potatoes?
Not at all. They are one of the easiest vegetables to grow. Yes. And they're also actually one of the most environmentally friendly vegetables to grow because they're so easy to cultivate. And also they don't require a lot of chemical additives. So you don't need so many fertilizers and that as a lot of other mass-produced vegetables would need. So, and also you can keep them for a long period of time without them going bad.
That's
so that's
right.
Obviously why they're so important around the world. as a source of nutrition.
Now, I've noticed when I keep potatoes for too long, they don't go bad, they start growing.
Yes, exactly, Gareth.
They start making little buds.
Sprouts.
Yeah, sprouts. You've got one here that looks pretty revolting. Tell me about this humble potato.
So this is a seed potato, which I've brought in. It looks exactly like a potato. It just looks a bit shriveled, and it has lots of little sprouts growing off of it. This one is specifically certified and disease-free, and we sell them so that people can grow more potatoes from these seed potatoes.
Oh,
how clever.
Yes, so it's obviously better to use these, but a lot of people actually grow their own potatoes from potato skins, or if you just buy potatoes and leave them in your vegetable rack for a little while till they look like this, you can also grow potatoes from that, but we do recommend these because we know they're disease-free and they are certified, which is obviously
better. But you can't just leave it in the sun. You need to put the thing in the ground.
No, you cannot leave it in the sun. So it's a very simple process. You can either plant it straight in the ground, or you can use a potato bag or a potato pot. So we sell specific ones. They have to be at least 50 centimeters deep. Or you have to create trenches in your garden beds if you'd like to plant them straight into your garden.
Right.
And the reason that you need quite a deep space is because as they grow, every week for the first 4 to 5 weeks, you have to top up the soil. You know, you have to cover the stem as the plant grows so that the tubers which grow from the stem, which is obviously where the potatoes come from, you have to ensure that they're always underground.
Ha. So the potatoes that they don't grow on a tree. I mean, let's get to basics here, because a lot of people don't know this. People go, oh, the potatoes, they grow in the shops. No, potatoes are not an above ground vegetable.
That's correct. They are root vegetables.
Yes, they grow under the ground.
Yes.
That's where you've got to dig them out.
Yes, so it's very easy to dig them out when they're ready, especially if you use a container or a potato bag. You just simply tip it out, and then you'll be able to pull the potatoes off the stems.
So far, you're making it sound very easy. Are potatoes relatively like low maintenance in terms of something that you grow?
Yes, exactly. That's why they're among some of the most environmentally friendly vegetables, because they also don't require as much watering, so you only really have to water them once a week.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Because overwatering will actually obviously not be the best conditions for potatoes, so they require once a week watering, and all you have to do is keep an eye on the little shoots that come out of the ground, the beautiful green leaves, and as they grow, when they get to about 25 centimeters, that's when you first start adding a bit more potting soil, and or you just pull soil from the side if you've dug trenches, and then you just top up the soil so that you're covering most of the stem, and then every week you water and you cover a bit more soil, and you'll see they'll keep growing and growing and growing.
When do you know to empty them out?
Dig them out? Good question, Gareth.
That's the tough part.
Yes, but it's actually very simple with potatoes. They give you a clear sign. After about 8 weeks, they'll start to flower.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to take note of when they flower, because then that will guide you as to when to harvest them. If you would like baby potatoes, then 2 to 3 weeks after flowering, you can harvest the potatoes. This is wonderful for kids. If you've got them involved in your growing and you want little baby potatoes, then harvest about 2 to 3 weeks after flowering. If you'd prefer big potatoes, you wait until the leaves have withered and died. So you'll see that the leaves will wither and die, and then you harvest and you'll have big potatoes. It's not sad, Gareth. You get a wonderful crop of potatoes at the end.
And it's the circle of life.
All right. Sean, you wanted to ask something of Robin. So Robin, just grab his headphones.
Yeah, but I think she's just while I was on the line, discussed it. I needed to understand about baby potatoes and growing baby potatoes with a... You know, how to grow these things. Because a lot of us don't have a lot of space where you can go out and plant in a garden. So I was thinking about these ceramic pots.
Yeah, you can get those potato pots. So they've got specific ones like that at Lifestyle. You can ask them about.
Okay, like that.
Yeah. All right.
That's all.
So your question was answered.
It was. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it. because I was on the line.
Okay, well, then, here it is. Podcast. No, no, no. Here, Robin, she's here. You may as well ask her. So, baby potatoes, how many weeks do you wait?
So, thank you so much for the question. Baby potatoes are very easy to grow, especially if you don't have a lot of space. You rather plant in a bag or a potato pot. So, you can put this on your balcony, on a patio, even if you have a small garden. And then all you do is 2 to 3 weeks after your potato plant flowers, you harvest. And that's when you'll get baby potatoes.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
Cool,
pleasure.
Man. Bye. There we go. There's Sean, a keen horticulturalist.
Yeah, so it's a very good question, because a lot of people think you can't grow your own crops if you don't have a garden or whatever. But the beauty of potatoes is that you can actually grow them in their own container, which can be very small and can be placed anywhere, as long as you have – it does need full sun.
Okay.
So you either need a very, very sunny windowsill that you can open, or you'll need a balcony space that gets a lot of sun in the morning, and you can grow your own potatoes.
All right. Are there any tricks or things that might make your potato crop better?
No, not really. The one thing is, if you both in the garden or in a planter, just enrich the soil with a 2-3-2 fertilizer. Because potatoes are very easy to grow, if you just give them a good, very nutritious soil, you generally wouldn't need to add anything. Also, there are a lot of companion plants. So those are plants that you can plant nearby to your potatoes that will help to, defend off the pests.
Yes,
because
there are a lot of insects and things that like to eat potatoes as well.
Also, snails love potatoes. So it's a good idea to plant with marigolds, horseradish. You can plant with beans, strawberries, green peppers, mint.
Oh.
So if you have a bit of a veggie garden, or you have space to put a nice pot of marigolds next to your potato plant, that would be a good idea.
They're nice and bright and pretty as well.
Yes, exactly.
Cecia, even plants have companions.
Well, true. Okay.
You get
Everybody
companion
needs
plants.
A bit of love.
That's right.
That's true. Yeah.
So sweet. Potatoes have companion plants.
Yes.
I like that. All right. Well, I'm going to try this. What the hell? I've got a couple of these potatoes that are sprouting, all these sprouts, and I'm now going to go and plant them.
Good idea, Gareth.
Yeah. Let's see, and I'll give you a progress
report. Will you give us
an
update?
So just as long as it's nice and deep. You
yes.
said at least 50 centimeters.
Yes, the container.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Don't forget to visit Lifestyle Home Garden, especially now. This time of year is the perfect time to plant potatoes.
Yes, summer. Anytime through summer, from early September, you can plant potatoes.
See, we're there. So they are, of course, if you want to go and see them and get your disease-free potatoes that they have specially gathered, you can go to Lifestyle Garden Center. That's the corner of Bayers Nordea and Astor Road Avenue in Rand Park Ridge. Or if you're really, really far away, you can just go to lifestyle.co.za.
No, they have a cool blog there. Everything
Absolutely.
That we discuss on the show is on the blog.
Yes, you can find
I take
everything.
My tips from there.
Oh,
there
good. See, I'm so glad.
Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. And if you're lucky enough, you might even see Robin there.
Yes, in the week, you'll see me there.
That's right. Busy running things, making things happen.
Exactly.
That's what goes down.
Growing potatoes.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, listen, if I can't do that, then there's no hope for the rest. I had strawberries once. I had a very good, successful crop of strawberries.
Oh,
how do you
good
like
Garth.
That?
Huh? Very nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you pick and eat them?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I am no slouch.
You did it all yourself?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm not taking anything
strawberries
away
are very
you.
Pretty. They cover the ground.
Yes.
Oh. Got to give them a little bit of shade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful in hanging baskets.
There we go. You see, Sia?
I've picked strawberries before.
He didn't believe
Does that count?
Me. He didn't believe me. He thought I was making all this up. I'm quite industrious in the garden, I'll have you know. All right, there we go. That's all we got time for with the potato growing today. But we're going to have Timothy Maurice pop in a little bit later on. We've also got some other news stories we want to get to. And take your calls, just like Sean's, on 0861-555-189. Tell us what's up, what you're up to, where you've been, what you want to talk about. It's all happening. Don't have a broken heart. Have a happy heart today. Oh, if someone's trying to break your heart, break their face.
That took such a turn.
Well, I mean,
people break your heart.
Be decisive in life, see? Yeah.
Break their face. Decisive.
You don't have to tolerate that nonsense.
You must have a wonderful relationship with your exes. It's over.
Okay.
Leave the key on your way out.
It's great when someone who's non-violent like me says something like that. It's not so great when someone who's actually violent says it. Then it's not funny anymore. You know, this country has got a lot of very, very strange little micro communities in it. And in the Cape especially, there are...
Peculiar.
Yeah, let's say peculiar. That's a good word. Peculiar little aggregations of people who have very niched interests. Am I making sense? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's just because Cape Town is a different country to the rest of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And there really is, Gareth, you're right. So with it being a coastal town, there's different bays and other places and enclaves you don't really get to.
Yes.
And, well, I grew up in Cape Town, so I know all about these.
Yeah.
But if you there's parts of Cape Town which are quite normal. People are quite well socially adjusted. Then there's parts that are completely bizarre. When you head south in Cape Town, it's like Fishhook, and then there's...
Starts getting messy.
What's the town past Fishhook?
Simonstown.
I mean, that's where kids either go into Satan or Jesus. It's a flip of a coin. It really is. Go around. It's all very pretty down there. But then you end up at Cormackie.
Okay.
As the name suggests, it sounds a bit rough. But it's
so
it's
what
beautiful.
Kind of what it's kind of people live in Cormackie?
Well, you get people who have lived there for years and years, and they like a bit of nature, and it's all very cool. It's quite trendy nowadays. There's different parts of the spot that are popping up with nice beach homes, that kind of stuff. So people are commuting from Cormackie, say, into the CBD.
Okay. So
and then there's a rock slide in Champers Peak, and that's the dream is gone. But anyway, so Cormackie is also known for Korm Skorm, which
that?
Is basically surfer community.
Korm Skorm.
So these are the kind of oaks that hang out. They just eat Fritos and white bread and just get saved all the time. And it's all about the wave, bro. And it's just about...
So they surfers.
Very territorial people, yeah.
Okay.
Do they call themselves Korm Skorm or does the community call them that?
Look, when I was in high school, you just called people the Korm Skorm because they were. They were like... They used to fight and drink, very drunk and smoking at the age of 14.
And eat Fritos.
Very, very rough individuals.
All right, so is this guy that we're going to listen to now, this is not a parody.
No. I, from what I gather, this is dead serious.
This is an actual person who really thinks and talks like this.
Yeah, so there's a grievance between a paddle boarder. So what happens in like beach culture is that you get people who ride the waves, and surfers always believe they're at the top of the pile because they're surfers, right?
But a paddle boarder isn't...
A paddle boarder is like a...
bottom feeder.
Pretty much. You rock up there in your paddle boarder. You're sitting down, you've got a paddle. Surfers don't respect you. Same with body boarders. Okay. They don't respect them. Basically, surfers don't respect anyone other than actual surfers because surfing is like the ultimate.
So here he is. Listen to this guy. He's got beef with the paddle boarders.
Oh, bro, I've been doing some thinking, eh? I wasn't really in the right mind yesterday. You caught me at the wrong time. Because I was actually... I was a little bit goofed, bro, so...
That means high.
No, I wasn't thinking straight, but now I'm perfectly fucking sober. And I don't need to fix your board at all, bro. You flipping are in the way out there, bro. You're a bloody paddle boarder surrounded by a whole bunch of surfers. If you want to surf, then come out to the back line on a surfboard, please. Don't come out there on your little sissy bloody paddle board with extra paddle power so that you can beat everyone else to the wave, catch all the waves, and not allow anyone else to catch a wave, bro. Uh-oh. After I dropped in on you there on that wave out the back line, the other surfers out there when you go to the beach, we were fucking laughing, bro. Why were we laughing? Because of you. I tuned the other O's out there. I tuned them, yes, bro. You check what happened now with the paddleboarder. I dropped in on him and he fucking slammed into me.
Is this for real? Whoa. Is this for real, Ben?
Yeah. This is the kind of conversation I heard all the time in my youth at the beach.
But he's been catching all the waves. Other surfers tuned me. The other old bully surfers, bro. Just like your age, my bro. Cormackie locals, I'm pretty sure they even know you as well. They tune me, nah, that guy's not welcome here with his fucking paddleboard. That's what they tune me. I didn't say you're not welcome, the other surfers did, bruh. So if you want to come tune me that I must fix your board, well then, bruh, literally go find a fucking surfboard, surf it, and if I slam into your surfboard, then I'll fix it. But there's not a fucking chance in hell that I am going to fix a paddleboard, bro. I'm very, very sorry. No offense to you. Just stay away from me, I stay away from you.
No offense. After saying all of that, is no offense.
Nah, bruh. Nah. Just stay away from me, I'll stay away from you.
This is a real person. This is a real person.
Functioning person.
That's
who's
amazing. He's reached adulthood.
Very, very simple. And you just try raise a hand to me, and I promise you, you're going to be in the chookie very fucking quickly, bro. Because I'm not fucking slow, bro. And yeah, okay. Or you don't tune me cuck for fucking dropping in on you when you're not a fucking surfer. Surfers have leverage. Surfers have the right to tune another surfer. But paddleboarders, paddleboarders must go die in a hole, bro. Yeah. You mustn't come tune me cuck if you aren't an original surfer, because original surfers are what are here to stay. Paddleboarders must fuck off. Same for subs, same for longboarders, they must all fuck off. The only people that are welcome are shortboarders. Bodyboarders must also fuck off. All you guys with your extra fucking fins and that must just stay the fuck away from our surfers, because it pisses us off. And if you try to raise a hand to me, mate, bro, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to get you arrested. So you just try raise a hand to me. I will find out where you live. I'll find out everything about you, and I will get you locked up. Mark my words. You stay the fuck away from me. I do not live at Cape Point, so just stay the fuck away from me. Thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, my name is not Kyle Arntz, and I lied about everything to you, so just stay the fuck away from me. Thank you very much.
Ooh, cunty.
Okay. He started off so chilled.
Yeah.
He was like so chilled.
Got really angry at the end. Wow. I think the weed was wearing off and the alcohol was starting to take its toll.
Well, Two Oceans Vibe, which is the authority of all things Cape Town in this world, they've clearly verified the story. They've got on to even post comments about what people are saying about the story. But yeah, if you hang out in Komaki,
this is what you get.
You're going to meet an oak like that.
Huh.
Nah, bruh.
Seriously, you will.
What an interesting... That's a real person. Yeah. I'm amazed. I mean, you'd think it was like a... You know, Gord Laws putting on a voice.
It's great. Sure. So if you are a surfer...
Just stay away from this guy.
No.
Like, if you're a paddleboarder.
I just find it so interesting because there is always a hierarchy in everything in life, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a kite surfer, you're a stand-up paddle guy, whatever...
Did you hear what he said about the longboarders and the bodyboarders? He hates you. Mm. He hates you if you're in... Anything but a shortboard surfer.
Yeah, I reckon there's loads of stories like this and loads of facts. Wow.
See, we've got, you know, we think we've got problems because of party politics. It's nothing compared to small community like Komaki. You find reasons to hate each other. It's amazing. All right. Very good. Very, very good. Sia, you want to throw anything in before we talk Timothy Maurice?
We could quickly just talk about the story I've had since last week, and I just thought it was rather hilarious.
Mm.
A father, in my eyes, has done his son a solid by taking him
to Komaki for a surf.
Yeah?
By taking him to a park to have sex.
Oh,
this is South America, right?
No, it did happen in the US. But isn't this the ultimate? You're a young teenage boy. This is what you'd like. This is your father being a wingman. Well, the father, though, has been arrested for doing that because
My ass is stuck.
It kind of just means that he has a hand in underage people having sex, which is illegal. But he just thought, you know what? I was going there to take, you know, to do the right thing. My son was going out there, and in a direct quote, he told the police, "No, I just took my son to do his thing." Mm. But yeah, he's a Florida man, and he's currently facing charges. So he drove.
Yeah. You don't need your parents getting involved in your sex life.
Oh, what if, you've been looking at Mary, who lives in the neighboring town.
Poor Mary.
And you want to meet Mary.
Poor Mary.
The son is only 15 years old.
Run, Mary. Run.
So Lawrence Mitchell, his 53 years old, has now been arrested last month because, firstly, officers spotted him in a park at night. And that set off the first alarm. Like, what is this creepy old man doing?
Is that
doing
where you
here?
Go to get laid in the park at night? Well, is that where people go?
Where do 15-year-olds go?
They stay at home and play PlayStation.
Would you have consented to this if the father brought Mary over and then the kids were in the room?
Listen, it's wrong for your parents to procure sex for you. It's just wrong on so many levels.
I kind of feel bad for him that he's arrested now.
It's a horrible story. Here's the other thing I wanted to quickly mention before we get to Timothy Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to see him again. Timothy's absolutely one of those people I just love talking to. You can never have a superficial, boring conversation with Timothy. Every time you talk to him, he's going to add some incredible insight to your life. And that's what we've got him here for today. We're going to have a chat about our relationship with social media and how all of that works, the psychology behind that. But before we get to that, do you know who's in Africa at the moment?
Theresa May's come back for a dance-off.
No.
Okay, that's the best I had.
No. Melania Trump.
Melania Knauf.
She's here, yeah. She's in South Africa, or in Africa,
right? In Africa, yeah.
And she's visiting. She's doing her thing. She's thrilled to be away from Donald for a little while.
A four-country tour of Africa.
Where's she going in Africa?
She's going to Ghana, Malawi, Kenya. I was trying to do her accent and I failed dismally.
Well, you sort of went into a Malawian accent.
It was bad. And she's also visiting Egypt. Huh. When you think about it...
That's an interesting selection. She didn't want to come here?
When you think about it, a lot of first ladies at this time in their term would have spoken out more, would have done more, would have visited more of the world. And this is her first big solo international trip.
Well, at least she prioritized Africa. Isn't that nice?
I guess. Her people are calling this a diplomatic and humanitarian visit. It's focused around her hashtag BeBest campaign for children and their well-being. And that's all the information we know. We know that she left Washington on Monday and she's on her way to Africa. I don't know about this, but it's actually so sad how she's, you know, damned if she does and damned if she doesn't. Yeah. The one report that I saw around this that said, U.S. First Lady leaves Washington and her husband's shadow. Come on, guys. Yeah. Can you please just cut
never said that about Michelle.
Yeah.
Never said that about Crooked Hillary being unkind to Melania.
I mean, she's trying here.
Sure.
What else is she meant to do?
Like you say, she's damned if she does and she's damned if she doesn't.
If she didn't go on any trip, they would say Melania doesn't care about anyone, she's not doing anything, and now she's here in Africa, wait for the reports to say she's just buying face by kissing babies in Africa.
Buying face?
Buying.
Isn't that the term?
She's buying goodwill. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Melania, you're welcome. I want to welcome you here.
I'm pretty sure that's what Madonna buys face when she goes to these third world countries.
Oh, no, she buys toy boys as well.
And the serum of youth.
Yes.
Definitely. All right. Timothy Maurice is the host of the Brain and Brand show. He's going to join us in a moment or two. We'll talk about our relationship with social media, the psychology behind that, the amounts of information and the diverse kind of influences that we're forced to expose ourselves to these days, that we often expose voluntarily. We're going to find out all about that. First things first, here's the un-news. Nas Buerta is fuming over his face being used without permission on a cryptocurrency ad online. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I thought it was a legitimate ad.
The ads claim cryptocurrency trading helped Nas back from bankruptcy. Buerta said this is nonsense. Everyone knows he got back from bankruptcy by selling his old rugby shorts to rich tunnies at Silver Lakes. The land issue continues to lose momentum in South Africa. That's mostly because regional governments don't actually know what they're campaigning for. An ANC ward councillor in Joburg is pushing for expropriation without complimenting, with another councillor in Pretoria pushing for exfoliation without contemplation. This is confusing the voter base as well as the media looking to interview these people. And finally, the All Blacks arrived in Johannesburg yesterday and are hosting a whole bunch of media events involving cooking this week. Breakfast, lunch and supper. They're churning the events out. Does mean, though, that they'll be posing for more photographs than usual. It also means that they'll make their own food to avoid any chances of getting Susie'd again. Remember that. Timothy Maurice next on cliffcentral.com. You know what to do. By the way, if you wanted any of our series, they're all available on cliffcentral.com, including a brand new series on cryptocurrency. Episode 2 launches today. It's called Decrypto. Features some of the people who really do know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff. So hang around for those or download it at will and listen whenever you like. Cliffcentral.com.